Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, Giddings in for Guru.
What the hell is this? Pasta. DJ Pasta.
I like it.
Romeo.
Who is it? Coolio?
Lil Romeo?
I like Coolio.
It's Dare by the Gorillaz.
Oh.
Oh. All right.
Let me guess, they spell Gorillaz with a Z on the end. Kids trying to be so cool these days. Use the S.
I actually think they're pretty old. Oh. Well, I'm not going to go there.
Evan Giddings has made a very bold, provocative statement. That's impossible for the Giants to have a face of the franchise as long as Buster Posey's running the show. All right.
He's got to be someone that's better than Buster Posey. Like that. Okay, so I just looked at great players that became executives.
All right. In all sports or just baseball?
All sports.
Okay.
I'm not familiar with a few of them.
I can tell you about all of them.
No, you can't. All right. So there are, in baseball, only a few people that have become executives for the teams that they played for.
Nolan Ryan.
Yes.
Well, right.
Played for like every team, but sure. Texas Rangers.
Okay. Hold on.
He also was an executive for the Houston Astros.
Right.
When they were awful.
But they had a strategy when they were the Lastros.
Yeah, to pluck every single member of the St. Louis Cardinals analytics department.
Nevertheless, it was a plan. It was more than a concept of a plan.
They are the reason that people think tanking works, when really there's a lot more to it, but that's a deep diver. The only person that I can actually think of, I think the best comparison to this would be John Elway. John Elway became the general manager or president of the Denver Broncos, a team that he helped bring two Super Bowls towards. Was a complete legacy player, played there forever. Until they got Peyton Manning, John Elway was the face of the Broncos. And it's only because Peyton Manning is as good or better of a player than John Elway that he became the face of their franchise. Now, if John Elway hadn't stepped down with the Broncos, he might still be the face of that organization.
What about a guy like Ozzie Newsome in Baltimore?
Newsome was a great tight end, a Hall of Fame tight end. You know who got in his first draft as running the Baltimore Ravens? His first draft.
No.
Ray Lewis.
Great pick.
Jonathan Ogden. Two Hall of Famers. So those Hall of Fame players have the ability to become faces of their franchises. But unless you're telling me that Rafi Devers is going to be a Hall of Famer or Bryce Eldridge is going to be a Hall of Famer, I don't see anybody right now that has the ability to usurp Buster Posey for that title.
Who are some of the other names on there, if you don't mind me asking?
Jerry West. But
he got Shaq
and Kobe.
Okay. All right.
Who else is on that list who is great?
Magic and Bird, right?
Was Jerry West the general manager of?
West coached for a short period of time and knew he couldn't do it, and then he went to the front office. I think Larry Bird coached for 3 years, and then I think was a GM at some point.
George Brett,
but
is
they had
another.
Reggie Miller, who was like a homegrown guy, and I hear what you're saying.
A Hall of Famer. George Brett is another one who he's been the EVP technically of the Royals for like 25 years, but that's one that. You know, like Salvador Perez is probably the face, but until they were good enough to win a World Series, you probably associate the Royals with just George Brett, like the legacy guy.
All right, here's the way I would look at it. From 10 to 15, 2010 to 2015, who's the face of the Giants?
From 10 to 15?
Yeah.
Posey.
And I would counter that. They had a bunch of them. Like, I think when you win that much, just like the Warriors, everybody is a part of it. So when I think of the Giants in their run, I don't necessarily think of Posey. I think of Posey, Lincecum, Bumgarner, Pence, Belt, Crawford, like all Kane. I don't think necessarily of Buster as the face. So What I think would be within the realm of possibility is if Buster Posey's running the Giants, and over the next 3 to 5 years, they're very successful. Does it mean winning a World Series? I don't know. Maybe it might, Evan. But I think if this team starts to experience success and eventually wins a World Series, we're going to be saying Devers, Adamas, Chapman, Webb, you know, Duvall. And it'll kind of be the same thing. And I do think under that scenario, Posey fades more into the background.
If they win.
Yeah.
Then you got to win. Like, but you also, Posey was the constant for all three, though. Like, Crawford was there for two of them. Lincecum was basically done by the third one. I think Kane might have been hurt for one of them. I'm not sure. But my point is, like, the guy who was at the front of all of them was Buster Posey. That's your face. That's the leader. That's the Hall of Famer.
There's something else about Posey's demeanor which will prevent him from being the face of the franchise. You know what I mean? Like, you can... I hear all what you're saying, but he's incredible at deflecting. Like, he won't take credit for anything. And because he's that type of a person, it's more likely or more possible that the players will get more, recognition or appreciation because Posey's not going to take it.
No, but I think that's actually why he's so beloved. I think that's why everyone really, really likes
Buster
Posey.
One of the reasons,
and yeah,
for
yeah.
Sure.
I mean, people have different definitions of faces and stuff. But to me, it's who do you most closely associate an organization with? And in fact, like, one of the reasons why I think the Giants were in such a bad place the last few years, five to six years, is because the guy who you most closely associated the Giants with was Farhan Zaidi. Like, that's not a place you want to be.
Does every team? Well, so the Giants right now, you would. In your book, does everybody have a face of a franchise?
Does everyone?
Yeah.
Probably not. I mean, like...
Or you could say some teams do, but the face isn't very big or whatever.
Yeah, it's a reflection of the state of your franchise.
Who's the face of the 49ers?
Brock Purdy.
Not Kyle Shanahan?
Nope. Not for me. When I think, like...
See, I think it's Shanahan and Purdy's big... Purdy,
like when you say Niners,
emerging.
When you say Niners, I think Purdy.
When you say Niners, I still think Shanahan.
That's fair.
But it's because, but in 3 years, it'll probably be Purdy. Like, Purdy to me is emerging as that guy.
Possibly.
And it's especially if he continues to have success like he's having. And I don't think he needs to win a Super Bowl. I think it's a little different. I think it's different in football. Like, Jeff Garcia never won a Super Bowl, but he was probably as much of a face of their franchise as...
Yeah, but he never got to one.
No, he didn't. But during that time, 49ers, I can't remember who he played with, but it was either him or Patrick Willis or...
Gore.
Like that. Yeah, Frank Gore.
T.O.
Yeah, I guess. But anyway, what we're talking about is Rafael Devers and, you know, what kind of guy he is and how he's going to fit into this clubhouse. He apparently doesn't want to be a leader. He wants to just play baseball. Can you believe it? And that's the other thing. Just hearing that, it almost sounds negative. Well, he really doesn't want to get involved with anything. He just wants to come to the ballpark and bat four or five times a night and go home. Like, that just doesn't...
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
There's almost a negative connotation that comes with that. And I do kind of think that's unfair. It's not dissimilar from, and let me give you an example. It's not dissimilar from when 212 rolls around and it's time for me to go home because I like to punch the clock. But Willard always wants to make me stay later for whatever reason. Maybe to mollify his huge ego. I don't know. But he wants me to stay later, and that's not who I am. It's just not. And that doesn't make me a bad guy because I'm not willing to share the stage with him till 2:26.
And that's, I hate to agree with Steinmetz.
And that's why it'd be hard for me to call you the face of 95.7 the game. You know what I mean?
No, like, and I'm...
Or the voice. I don't know. Whatever.
No, I'm super duper okay with that. We need a young, vibrant face. Hey.
Now, Steiny. Oh, in his mind, he is. The thing about it, though, and like, okay, but how much does money factor into this, though? Like, if Devers is now your highest paid player, aren't there expectations that come with that?
Well.
Or is it just purely baseball?
I think the expectation is this guy is professional. He's responsible. I don't care if he's not out in the community, but, you know, he's got to show up to photo day. And, you know, so these guys usually are contractually obligated to two or three appearances over the course of a year. He's got to do those. You know, he's got to get to the ballpark on time. But that's all he's got to do. That's all he's got to do for me. And
just punch the clock. That's all you need.
Yeah. I mean, if again, like, how about this? I don't know. I just learned more about Devers in the last week about his personality than in 8 years. And I'm telling you right now, if he has, and what's he, seven? He's been in the league 7 or 8 years, right?
Yes.
Okay. And I'm telling you right now, if Devers puts up the exact same numbers the next 8 years, as he did the first 8 years, then yes, that's all he needs to do. And I think people would be ecstatic, even if he's, even if he were Steve Carlton, who didn't talk to the media at all. I still think Devers would be hugely elevated, and Giants fans would love him.
Oh, I think so. If you're telling me he's going to hit 280 with 30 home runs a year, 30 doubles, and a 900 OPS for the next 8 years,
yeah.
I'm with you.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
But there's more pressure to do that now than when there was in Boston. He's the guy. Did you see the game last night?
Do you know the two cities, though, and how they feel about sports?
Did you see who was hitting around Rafi Devers yesterday?
Well, I can only assume he's got as much protection
is
as
so
Crow
much harder
Armstrong
now.
In Chicago.
Okay, you got to get off PCA. I need you to understand one thing. When you hit fourth in a lineup, you're the protection. You're not protected. Okay, there's one thing. Secondly, dude, Devers' job is so much harder in the middle of the Giants order right now. I mean, Posey might go get a bat. Eldridge might come up. He might be a great hitter. All the rest. His job is so hard right now. Like, if he pops out on the first pitch like he did in the third at bat of the sixth inning yesterday, like that inning is not going to bear fruit. You know what I mean? Like, Devers in Boston could afford to have a few bad games. If he has a bad game here, they might not win.
I was looking at it more as pressure from a fan base that's more demanding than the Giants, mostly.
Well, out here, they're just going to forget about you if you don't play well, which might be more disrespectful
right.
than yelling at you.
That's true. Let's go to Pete. Pete's in San Ramon. Hey, Pete, how you doing, man? What's going on?
Hey, I'm doing great. Good morning, gentlemen.
Yes, sir.
Evan, I got to take issue with you.
Oh, boy.
Well, I'm really curious if you can find any audio clip between 2010 and 2015 where any player, coach, beat writer, anybody refers to Buster as face of the franchise. I think you're looking back 10 years later and saying why you say what you're saying. But I don't think I don't have any recollection of anything like that from 10 years ago.
That's fair, Pete. Would you give me by 2012, like after his third year in the league?
No. No. I mean, like Steiny listed, all those players, Mad Bum, Lincecum, all plenty of other guys contributed as much. I'll leave it at that, as much.
Okay.
That's fair. Hey,
Buster.
Pete,
that's fair.
Like Buster, too. Don't take me wrong there. I'm fine with Buster.
I
love the trade.
I got you.
Thanks, Pete. I'd be interested to hear what other Giants fans think of that.
All right. Steiny.
You know, I mean, face of a franchise can be defined how anybody wants to define it. So
that's true.
There's no wrong answer here.
Maybe he's not in that for Pete, but a player that in their first three seasons wins Rookie of the Year, a World Series, their first season, first full season, gets injured their second season, so doesn't even really get to play. And so in their second full year, in two full years, is Rookie of the Year, Most Valuable Player, and is a two-time World Series champion. I don't really know what else you got to do. Like, that's a hell of a resume right there.
If you want to really get into this, I think it could be a pretty fun conversation. Because to me, part of being a face of a franchise is you have to want to be the face of a franchise. And I don't think Posey ever wanted to be the face of a franchise. And we can talk about his leadership. You know, leading by example, yes, absolutely. But the other thing that happened during those Giants championship years, for whatever reason, and maybe part of it was because maybe Posey left it. Posey, let's give Posey was their superstar. Well, he left a void as a superstar in terms of the media and charisma and being totally accessible and being a great quote and all those things. in the meantime, the Giants organization, they start promoting the hell out of stuff like Brandon Belt and the Giraffe and Pablo Sandoval, the Panda, and they build up Bumgarner's image as a cowboy and Tim Lincecum. Everybody loved his free spirit. And that's why I would tend to agree with Pete about, I didn't really think of Posey as the face of the franchise as much as, yeah, he was the mainstay there and probably their best player during that time. But again, it's a gray area.
No, again, and maybe it's just my definition of it. Like, being the face of a franchise isn't just about someone saying that you are or you calling attention to yourself. It's about association with your team, in my opinion. Still to this day, I see 28s walking all around 3rd and King. I see number 28s out on the street. The most jerseys sold of that group were of Buster Posey. It's because he was their leader, whether he wanted to be or not. It's because I associate that era of Giants baseball with him most closely, whether he wanted the attention or not. And he was the best player on 3 World Series teams. Like, again, he's one of the greatest catchers of all time. And that's why I think now with what he's become as an executive, and he's still got a long ways to go, that's just a really high bar for me to ask someone to step into and clear. Like, and it's not, I'm sure he didn't care. Well, like, he'll bring in somebody tomorrow that's better than him if he could. But that's kind of a part of his greatness, is that he also didn't want the limelight. Like, he's not pimping home runs. He takes Aaron Harang deep, first home run of his career, puts his head down, runs to first base. Like, but that's who he is. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I got you. I just feel like, and I also think there might be something to, okay, the Giants had never won it. Posey's the best player on a team that wins it for the first time. So there's just something about that that's going to elevate him in a natural way. Now this team hasn't had success, let's just say for 10 years. Posey comes back and starts reassembling a team. It starts to ascend, and he makes an acquisition of Rafael Devers. And again, this is an assumption. If the Giants are better and they go on a deep run and they happen to win a title this year,
mm-hmm.
I think Devers, regardless of whether he's a big personality or not, he becomes, like, maybe not the face of the franchise, but he's going to be revered around here. Like,
oh, yeah,
revered,
of course.
But he'll never be the face because of a variety of reasons. And one is he came here halfway through his career. Two is he doesn't really want to be it. And three, he's probably not a great one at it if he wanted to be. So, but in terms of being remembered, all these guys are going to get remembered if they win a title, just like all the, like, that's the thing about when you win it. I mean, we still talk about Marco Scudero and Michael Morse, and who's the average guy who got the hit off the Phillies guy, Cody Ross. You know what I mean? Like, all those guys get to go down in Giants lore because they won it all, and there's enough credit to go around. And Devers will get the bulk of it if they win because he's their best player.
Not if he swings like A-Rod in the postseason.
Hey.
Not if he swings like Judge in October. But that's just how it goes. Like,
it's baseball, Aaron. Why did I call you Aaron?
Oh, my God. That's probably the most disrespectful thing you've said to me today.
What? You know what? Are you like Shaq with names? You ever see that Shaq and
Shaq's
Barkley one?
Awful with names.
No. Shaq hates to be called by the wrong name because Barkley called him Shrek once, and he went nuts.
Well, that's just an insult.
No,
that's,
but if you say, if you go up to Shaq and go, hey, Billy, hey, he'll punch you. And if somebody comes up to me and they've done it a million times, hey, Mark, that's Matt.
I'm just, I'm a little No, I'm just, that's honestly what my English teacher called me all of freshman year. Called me Aaron. And then my English teacher sophomore year called me Ethan for the whole year. Because there's two of each in both class. Evan's not that hard of a name, Steiny.
Hey, are you traveling in 2025? Start your journey right at San Francisco International Airport with the most nonstop flights from the Bay Area, easy parking, live performances, and tasty food. Why settle for less? Fly from SFO, where your best journeys begin. Visit flysfo.com. And that segment also brought to you by the San Francisco International Airport.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.